Hadith of the Day. A program from the Call of Islam.
Send me your mercy, send me your peace, for I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be thy bread from you no more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to our program, which is called Hadith of the Day. This is coming to you from COI Radio. Today we'll be discussing Hadith Qudsi. It's from Allah, and he's talking to Hazrat Isa this time. Ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. Allah says in this Hadith, Ya Isa, ud'uni du'a al-hazin al-ghariq, alladhi laysa lahu mughith. O Isa, call on me the prayer of the person who is depressed, drowning, al-hazin al-ghariq, alladhi laysa lahu mughith, who has no one to save him. We want to make du'a, when we make du'a, with no plan B. Everything is hope in Allah and expecting that Allah is going to help us. What happens is that in the words of the Ahlul Bayt, we find instructions on how to get our du'as answered. One of them is that we should pray expecting miracles. Pray expecting miracles. We have to realize who we're asking for help and pray expecting miracles. We're praying to Allah, who is the person who saved the Kaaba using birds. There was a group of people who attacked the Kaaba with an unstoppable army, elephants at that time, which were like the tanks of today, to destroy the Kaaba, which was defenseless. The Arabs had no means of defending the Kaaba, and even Abdul Muttalib, he ordered them to come outside, and he raised his hands in prayer because he didn't have a means of defending the Kaaba. But we're serving that Lord, that God, who destroyed this mighty army with birds. We're praying to God, to a God, to Allah, who saved the Prophet of Allah by using a spider's web. The enemy had come to close to the cave where they were going to find the Prophet of Allah. There were footprints leading up to the cave, and Allah, through miraculous means, caused a bird to lay its egg in front of the door and a spider's web to be put across there. So we're praying to that God. It's easy for us to be cynical, to pray but think, oh, God's not going to listen to me. God doesn't know. God doesn't care. Well, that's not how we're told to pray in the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt. This is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi wasalam. He says, إِذَا دَعَوْتَ فَظُنَّ أَنَّ حَاجَتَكَ بِالْبَابِ. When you pray, pray expecting that your need, your hajat, is right at the door. Don't say it's too late. Don't say it can't happen. It's true that they say you can't unscramble eggs, but God can take scrambled eggs and make a great omelet. Never consider that you can't. So one thing is to pray expecting miracles, expecting that God's going to help you. The second one is to pray for everything. We don't want to think that the small things are things we can take care of. We ask Allah for the big things. You know, like the, you know, you tell Allah, you know, I won't bother you for the tiny things. I'll take care of those myself. But the big things, that's where I need your help from. Actually, from a Tawhidi point of view, everything we do is with the tawfiq of Allah. There's nothing, even the smallest thing, even leaving our homes, walking, answering the telephone, if Allah doesn't give us the strength and the energy to do that, that would be impossible for us. So we have in the hadith that even when Allah is talking to Hazrat Musa, he says, even pray to me, ask me for the salt, which you use and when you're making dough for your bread, that salt, I want you to pray for that. And the fodder, the grass that you're going to give your sheep. So even for those things, we don't want to consider ourselves free of need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other thing that we want to do is that we don't want to regard what we're praying for as too much. Sometimes we think that this is too much to pray for. I can only pray for this. This is unrealistic for me to even have hope for to change. No, you pray for everything. This is a very beautiful story from the Prophet of Allah. They say that there was a, we want to pray for everything and ask Allah for everything. They say a man came to the Prophet of Allah And this man had actually had the Prophet of Allah as his guest before the Prophet's prophethood, apparently, in a town called Ta'if, which is outside of Mecca. Later on, this person realizes that the Prophet is a prophet. He's now the leader of he's running a government. So he comes to the Prophet of Allah, and he says that, actually, I'm a Muslim now. And he says, do you remember me? And the Prophet says, who are you? He says, well, I'm the person who had you as a guest in my home in Ta'if. The Prophet of Allah says, marhaba, welcome. He said, what can I do for you? The man says, please, I would like 100 sheep and some shepherds, some people to take care of these sheep, either 100 sheep or 100 camels. So they say at this stage, the Prophet of Allah just puts his head down. And he says, okay. And he sends the man on his way. After that, he said, I wish this man had made the dua of the old woman of Bani Israel. So who's the old woman of Bani Israel? And the Prophet of Allah starts to tell the story. He says that there was, Hazrat Musa had been ordered to leave Egypt and to run away from Fir'aun. As he was running away from Fir'aun, they get to the sea and the sea doesn't split. He asks Allah, what's the problem? How come we're all here? We've done everything. The sea's not splitting. He says that you have to bring with you the bones of Hazrat Yusuf. The bones of Hazrat Yusuf. He starts to ask the people, who knows where the bones of Hazrat Yusuf are? One old man says, if there's anybody who knows, it's an old woman. They go find the old woman. They say, okay, tell us where the bones of Hazrat Yusuf are. We need to escape. She says, I have a condition. What is your condition? She said that I want to be in your rank in paradise. Your rank in paradise. Hazrat Musa said, please, why don't you ask her something else, something that's more doable. In my own words, paraphrasing al-Hadith, not that you want my place in paradise. You want to be with me. I'm an Ulul Azm prophet, me in paradise. And the woman said, no, only that. If you don't have that, I can't accept, and I won't tell you where the thing is. And then Allah revealed to Hazrat Musa, he said that, don't worry, we'll raise this woman to your stage in paradise, and we won't bring you down even in the least. So you see here in the Hadith, the Prophet of Allah is telling us to pray with ambition, with hope, and to pray for everything, especially the more important things, which are those spiritual matters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, so I am loved for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you.